Welcome into the Patriots Recap Podcast. Time to take a look back at the Patriots Week 17 50-10 win over the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm Alex Barth. I'm joined by Matt Dolliff, as always. And I don't know if you have any pushing takeaways from this game, Matt. Like, I feel like anything that changed our overall opinion from this team that happened in that game, like, that would have been bad, right? If you're rethinking the team after a performance against the Jacksonville Jaguars, I don't think any of that would have been good.
No, we can't put too much stock into their performance because of the team that was on the other side. There's no resistance whatsoever. But my big picture takeaway, Alex, on that one game, I guess, is that they show that they can outclass an inferior team again. We were talking about that going into the game. And so we said this is a get-right game in terms of they need to absolutely get right back on track and prove that they are in a completely different stratosphere from a team like the Jaguars, which is – you know, the worst of the worst in professional sports, perhaps. But it was good to see them execute at a high level. You know, if they executed like that against the Colts or the Bills, maybe they win one of those games, or those games would at least be more competitive. So, I mean, there were no questions answered as far as can they pull that off? Can they look like that? Can they play like that? Can they score like that against a real contender? Can they do it in the playoffs? We have no idea. But it was just good to see them execute the way they did. And my favorite thing was the pass protection for Mac Jones. And it shows that, you know, give him time to throw, and that's what he's capable of doing. And so I don't know if he's going to get more resistance against better teams in the playoffs, for sure. And he's going to be under more pressure than he was. And, like, but it's fair to say he's a rookie. It's not a criticism. But, you know, he needs a clean pocket. That's what he needs right now. And he had it against the Jaguars. And I think if he gets that – In a playoff game, he'll look a lot better than he did when the Patriots have lost.
Yeah, I mean, there's no quarterback that's better with a collapsing pocket, right? There may be guys who are better against the blitz, and maybe Mac gets there one day. That's asking a ton of a rookie. But yeah, for me, kind of like you said, I think this game could be a springboard, right? People were dismissing the Jets win as, oh, it's a bad Jets team, and you know, what did he expect? Well, exactly. They did what you expect a good team to do in that spot. They didn't just beat them. They beat them badly. I'm not saying they're going to win seven in a row again, but hey, if they win seven in a row again, Matt, me and you are going to be covering a parade. So
that would be great. That would be fantastic.
But I do think that getting that confidence back is big. I guess one takeaway from this game, one thing we can talk about projecting forward, and most of the show will be projecting forward, but in relation to this game, I almost feel like I'm going to cross sports here, so buckle up.
I'm okay with that. I'm a pro crossing sports guy.
You know what?
Go ahead.
I did it on Felger and Maz last Friday. I got the thumbs up from Jimmy Stewart, and it felt pretty good. So
you got it. Sometimes the analogy makes sense. I hear people out when they cross sports. So tell me, what is it?
Like in baseball, late in the season, we start talking. Does hockey have a playoff roster too, or can you move guys in and out of the lineup between games?
That's a better question for Ty Anderson. I think they have a playoff. Yeah, I think you do have a playoff roster, but yeah.
In baseball, it's locked in, right? You have to pick which players you want for that series. So you don't really have that concept in football, but I find myself kind of thinking that way right now because can we get Christian Wilkerson on the playoff roster? And I'm not saying oh my God, he had two touchdowns. He's this great receiver, right? The caller into the sports hub who asked if he's the new potential Patriots number one receiver. No.
Yeah, who was that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
We might need to look into that.
Think twice about what they're saying. But you know what? I think that he showed a little bit of an ability to separate. Bill talked about he played well on kick coverage too. And we've talked about on the show how their special teams maybe hasn't been at the level that you'd expect throughout the season. And I don't know whether it's N'Keal Harry going on IR, whether it's some other minor roster move. Or maybe they elevate him again because this week they can't elevate him, but they can elevate him again in the playoffs. I think Christian Wilkerson should be playing in the playoffs. I'll say not a massive role. You're going to get Nelson Aguilar back, but I think he is one of the 53 best players on this team. I think he belongs on that roster, or 55, I guess, with the practice squad.
Right. Yeah. It's a fair take after that game. He looked better as a pass catcher than N'Keal Harry pretty much ever has, other than a handful of plays throughout, you know, all three full seasons as a Patriot. So like, I understand the reaction. It's like, okay, now they absolutely have to have Christian Wilkerson and see you later N'Keal Harry. Cause people have been waiting for the next opportunity to get rid of N'Keal Harry. And, you know, maybe that was the final nail for N'Keal Harry with the way he played and, you know, what I thought was a lack of effort in that loss to the right. Bills. You know, that was a bad look for him, but Bills seemed to indicate in his post-game media appearances that it's a week-to-week thing. And so we might see N'Keal Harry come right back up. Maybe this is just a 1 week, like, you got to sit and think about what you did, young man. And like, and maybe now he's going to be back because he has been really good as a run blocker. And they value that sort of thing more than most people would. They might value that his run blocking more than Christian Wilkerson making a couple catches. And like, he's not going to get two touchdowns in the playoffs, I don't think. But this is like Christian Wilkerson had his moments in camp and looked he looked like he was on track to make the team at times. But you know, then the drops come back. So like, we don't know. Like the drops might come right back next week. He might not be able to catch anything. And even in that game, I think it was like he was targeted 8 times and had 4 catches or something like that. I don't know the exact numbers, but he didn't catch everything in that game. You know, it was good that he got wide open for a couple touchdowns. Yeah. And that one, the touchdown where Mac Jones ran out of the pocket and threw to him was a really nice play by both of them to, you know, sort of make it up and figure it out on the fly, so to speak. So yeah, no, I liked Wilkerson. I'd be okay with them putting him on the main roster. I just don't know that. I don't know that it's going to stick long-term. I think Bill's taking it 1 week at a time.
Yeah, to me, that comment, and by the way, on Wilkerson, he actually thought he looked okay as a run blocker. He's not going to be as good as N'Keal Harry because he's not as big, but I thought he held his own. On the 1 week at a time, I almost wonder if this was, you know, hey, you know, we're going to bench you. And now look what this guy did who's coming for your job. All right, now we're going to give you another shot in week 18 now that you've seen that. Like I wonder if they test how N'Keal Harry responds in this game against Miami. And maybe that's the ultimate factor of who that last receiver is in the playoffs. I think that is what the week to week thing meant to me is there. Okay. You know, N'Keal kind of saw what this looks like without him. And does that motivate him to maybe get it in a year?
They're creating a little bit of a they're creating a little bit of a competition just for the last couple games.
Right.
For like an open spot, basically. So to speak, right. Like they're treating it like an open spot for the playoff roster. So,
right.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So that's where I'm at with that. Any other major takeaways from that game? Anything else?
I mean, defensively,
you can say no,
I said
it's fine.
Defensively, I said on the pregame show with Beadle and Gasper, if they give up more than 10 points, I'll be disappointed. And so I guess I can't say I was disappointed. But like, I just don't know that they're going to be able to do that against a good team, a good quarterback, because Trevor Lawrence did make some plays on them. There were a couple plays where again the linebackers made a mistake, took the wrong angle, I know one of them was. Jelani Tavaia was one of the guys that bit real hard on that touchdown. I forget the guy's name who scored the touchdown, but the one touchdown they scored was because that guy just vacated his spot trying to get after the quarterback and bit on the screen, and that was that. And so like they sort of still have issues to work out there. But hopefully it's good for like a confidence thing. Hopefully they know like, okay, now we know that like if we feel we're better than this offense, we can control the game. And so, because they're going to need that defense to control the game. So, you know, glad that they had a get right game more than anything. And so hopefully they can build some momentum, but that's really my only other takeaway from that particular game.
So looking forward, and you put this up yesterday on 98.5thesportshub.com, the Patriots are locked into the playoffs. There is going to be a playoff game. The matter is when, where, who. So right now the Patriots, they can technically clinch the one seed, by the way, if they win and
telling me there's a chance
everybody above them loses, they can clinch the division still.
Their chances are over 1% to get the one seed. So, I mean, you know, look on the bright side there.
That's more than a chance I would have given the Jaguars beating the Patriots last week. So, they can still win the division. They got to beat Miami, and then Buffalo has to lose. So as I've always said, go Jets. I have never once demeaned the New York Jets organization. Never. Absolutely. Zach Wilson, great pick.
Well run. Owner Woody Johnson, very normal person.
Fantastic operation. Wish them nothing but the best. And then
Fireman Ed.
Yep. Oh, great guy. Never quit on that team. Never. He never did. And then to round things out, it's just a matter of seeding. I don't think they can. I don't believe they can fall to 7. I think it's a matter of 5 or 6. Whereas if they lose and Indy wins, they'll fall to the 6th seed. As long as they win, they stay in that 5 seed, that top wild card spot. where things get interesting here is what happens 2, 3, 4, because you have Kansas City with 11 wins in the 2 seed, Cincinnati in the 3 seed with 10, and then Buffalo in the 4 seed with 10. Now, I believe Buffalo holds the tiebreaker with better division record no matter what happens. Oh, no, they wouldn't. They would both be 4-2. So the Patriots have the tiebreaker. They don't have the tiebreaker, actually.
No, the Bills have a better record against the division, I believe.
Oh, but if the Bills
conference
lose,
record, the Patriots are better.
You know what? And if the this is why you don't do math on air. That's a good failure, Maz rule. I'm looking at this like, oh, if the Bills lose and the Patriots win, they have the same conference record. But the Patriots have a better overall record if that happens. So anyway, point being, Buffalo, Kansas City's probably not going to fall that far. Denver doesn't have a quarterback right now. So if it comes down to Buffalo or Cincinnati, I mean, what do you think is the more favorable draw there? We're going to forget about which number seed it is because it could happen in any number of permutations, Buffalo or Cincinnati.
That's a really good question. And I think either answers would be fine. And that's like a good debate to have, but I would say Cincinnati because Joe Burrow's never faced Bill Belichick. Right. So I would give big advantage to Bill Belichick in that matchup. And I would feel really good about the defense flummoxing Joe Burrow, despite his what I think otherworldly talent, and not to mention Jamar Chase, who looks like he did what he needed to do to beat out Mac Jones for offensive rookie of the year with that game he just had. Like, I'm not denying those guys' talent. I think they're both going to be great. I just don't know that they're ready for this spot. And I think Bill Belichick, with all his experience and just the pedigree and how he typically looks when he's going up against a young quarterback who's facing for the first time. And there's a chance that the game would be, I mean, if the Patriots win the division, they have the tiebreaker over the Bengals.
So if the Patriots win the division,
so the game would probably be at Gillette.
So if the Patriots win the division, they wouldn't play the Bengals because the Bengals already clinched the.
Okay, that wouldn't even happen.
This is just, yeah, this is just.
Right, right,
I wanna,
right. No,
we'll get
right,
into division in a second, but if it's the wild card. See, where
three
I'd
division
put,
versus three wild.
Right.
It's okay. Yep. Right. We're both doing the math out and it's on the air.
It's ugly.
I love it.
Where I'd push back on the Bengals. And this isn't necessarily to say that, you know, that it's the wrong answer to say you want to play them, but Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, do the Patriots have enough in the secondary to cover all those guys? Like, I don't know.
I think they would play zone and mix up the coverages and they would confuse Joe Burrow. I think that's how they would do it. It wouldn't be down to like, oh no, how are they going to cover all these guys? How can they play man? They don't have the bodies. I think it would be about the whole overall scheme and it would, you know, like maybe Joe Burrow overcomes that, but I just right. wouldn't like Joe Burrow's chances of looking the way he did, say, in this last couple games going up against a Bill Belichick coach defense that's throwing all kinds of different wrinkles at him. I think that would be the key to it, you know. But you're probably going to explain why you would rather play the Bills. So I want to hear your thought on that.
Yeah, honestly, I'm still back and forth. I think with the Bills, I think they're pretty into themselves after that last win. No, I'm serious.
You've been saying that for weeks. It's like I can't get over how front running they are.
And what if they? Yes, they beat the Patriots in Foxborough. That's one marquee win they have the entire second half of the year. And they barely beat the Falcons. The other thing is, all of a sudden, all these Bills fans, yeah, we won the division. Yeah, home playoff game. Remember, like a month ago, when Bills fans were terrified of playing at home when they wanted a dome.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah.
Yeah. These idiots.
Yeah, but I'm glad to get the home game. But can Bill please not? Can he have let us have good weather and turn those machines off, please? That's what they're thinking.
So I would actually rather play Buffalo in Buffalo than maybe play him in Foxborough, if we're being honest. And I just, again, you saw I don't want to say that Josh Allen against Atlanta sub 50% completions, no touchdowns, 3 picks. That's not the real Josh Allen. But I don't know that the guy who beat, like, the performance he put on in Foxborough, that's not the real Josh Allen either. He can't do that sustainably. So, like, the real Josh Allen somewhere in between, the Bills played a near, or at least Josh Allen played a near perfect game, really, against the Patriots. His one miscue was that ball that J.C. Jackson almost picked off. Can he do that again? And can he do it in Buffalo if the weather's nasty? Like, I trust the Patriots more to replicate their week 13 game plan than the Bills to replicate what they did in week 16, if that makes sense. So,
yeah, I would, sorry.
No, I'm just going to say, I'm not saying it's easy by any means. Like, they're both tough teams, but the Bengals have actually, for a young team, have been sneaky consistent. They kind of went in a rut around Thanksgiving. Besides that, you pretty much know what you're getting from them. The Bills are not, the Bills are the least consistent team in the NFL. When they're up, they're up. But when they're down, I mean, yeah, they lost to Jacksonville.
So runners.
I'll take my chances on the Bills having an off day. You know, how often Bill Belichick never gets beat twice in a season. It's so rare. I'll take my chances on the Bills having an off day against Bill Belichick, getting to see them for a third time over a Bengals team with the rookie of the year, probably an MVP sleeper candidate too, in Joe Burrow.
Yeah, you've articulated a lot of my thoughts on the Bills, which is why I wouldn't be against like someone picking the Bills between those two teams, because I would still, again, I would bet on Bill Belichick getting back at them over Josh Allen doing that for two games in a row, what he just did in Foxborough. No matter where the location of the game, I would bet on the Patriots defense bouncing back and Bill Belichick having a bounce back game against Josh Allen. And I think the odds are greater that that would happen rather than the Bills would just run them over and like win a second time in three games against Bill, which like you said, is rare. And yeah. And that's just, I'm not saying that about every team, cause now I'm saying like, oh, Bill, who do you pick? Bill, who do you pick? Patriot. Like, I feel way more confident in the Chiefs or the Titans' ability to get one over on the Patriots and Bill in the playoffs. Like, even like the Chiefs, like Patrick Mahomes, the defense could have a relatively good day against Patrick Mahomes, but at the end of the day, he just makes a few more plays because he's Patrick Mahomes. And like, I feel like that's possible. And I give Mike Vrabel a good chance to go toe to toe with Bill, if not out coach him in a playoff setting. I think that there's a chance of that happening. I just think the chances are much lower. Like you said, that the Bills would replicate what they did in week 16. And I'm not even saying the Patriots would replicate what they did in the win game. I just think they'd be prepared and they'd execute and they'd look a lot better than they did in the last game. And I just think there's a greater chance that they would bounce back rather than the Bills would, you know, sort of put a stranglehold on the matchup, which I'm sure a lot of people are expecting at this point because of recency bias. But I would think like the Bills would get all the hype and all the front running and all the things we talked about before, only to have a Letterman jacket type of day. I think that is more likely than the other scenario.
So just hypothetically, because you mentioned it there is an outside chance the Patriots go to Kansas City. I don't really want any part of that. I don't think this team is ready quite yet. I think they can get there maybe in a couple of years. I think that's the situation to avoid. I would assume you'd agree.
Right. You sound like you're afraid to sound like you're afraid to think people are going to think you're an a-hole for saying like you're not ready to go into Kansas City and win against.
Well, because now watch, they'll go to Kansas City and win, and somebody's going to pull this clip.
Oh, you were so wrong about that. Like, yes, I'm okay being wrong about something like that. Like
yeah.
This year, Mac Jones, rookie, defense has been sort of up and down, and they've had bad days against the better teams. You know, like it's not out of line to think like the Patriots season is going to end because they just run into a better quarterback who makes a few more plays than their guy, and the defense just maybe they play well, but they just can't quite do enough because they're facing a supremely talented player like Patrick Mahomes. That's the most likely ending to the Patriots season, but I would give them a better chance of beating the Bills than definitely if they had to play Kansas City. And even if they had to play Tennessee, if Tennessee gets Derrick Henry back, you know, like I would give the Titans a good chance, especially if they're at home. But yeah, no, nobody should complain if someone says, I think they're going to lose to the Kansas City Chiefs. That is one of the most reasonable takes you could possibly have about the Patriots playoff prospects right now.
And then hypothetically, if the Jets pull it off again, go Jets. If the Jets pull it off,
go Broncos, go Broncos, go Browns.
Go sure, certainly.
We want all those teams to lose or win over the, and we want the contenders to lose.
So I'm not even going to get into all the permutations of which seed the Patriots end up getting if they win the division, because we'd be here for too long. But realistically, you're probably looking at the Chargers, the Colts, the Bills, or the Raiders. It would be one of those four teams coming to Foxborough in some sort of arrangement. We already kind of touched on Buffalo. I think of those teams, Buffalo's the team I'd want to play the least, certainly. I think you agree based on what we talked about, right?
You said Chargers, Bills, Raiders, Colts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. Maybe you don't want to see the Colts again. I don't know.
Well, if they're coming here, so you're saying in all the scenarios, we're saying if they have to come here.
Right. In this situation, this is if the Patriots win the division. There's no way the Patriots go to Indy. The Titans already won that division. So If they play the Colts, if they play the Chargers, if they play the Raiders, they're coming here.
Yeah, Raiders, no shot. Colts,
no shot. Is it no shot to beat the Patriots?
No shot to come into Foxborough and beat the Patriots.
Okay.
I think, you know, the changed coach midseason, I just don't see that. I don't see it.
Yeah.
Have to be a disaster of a performance on the Patriots side as far as beating themselves if they were to lose to the Raiders at home in the playoffs. Colts coming here, I said after that game, I still believe it. If the Colts come here, it's a completely different game, and I think the Patriots win that game. The Bills at least just proved that they can come into Foxborough and play really well and win. So, yeah, I wouldn't feel great about playing the Bills again, even though I said the chances are higher that the Patriots would respond. But, you know, if you just talk it out. I mean, the Chargers, they already beat them. So, I'd feel a little queasy about that one, I suppose, because things just have a way of evening out in the NFL. So I would give the Chargers a chance if they had to come here, despite what we've seen in recent matchups. So, yeah, I guess talking that out, I'd still like to play the Bills the least out of those teams.
Yeah, I'd probably go Raiders. I'd actually rather play the Chargers than the Colts. I think a good running game kind of carries over in the cold. And it wouldn't be as easy, but I think that team could maybe do some damage. And we've seen Carson Wentz just randomly have these big games. The Patriots beat the Chargers pretty handily in LA in ideal conditions. That team doesn't really want to run the ball. They don't want to run the ball, right? Brandon Staley's super mathy. So I'd feel pretty good about the Chargers or Raiders coming in here again if this all happens. The Colts, I feel pretty good about, not as good as those other two. And then, yeah, the Bills, I think you're in for, again, a rock fight of a game, wherever that game is. So that's probably how I'd order them. Yeah, and the Bengals already clinched. The Bengals clinched the AFC North, so there's no way they'd come here.
Yeah, I mean, like, just going back to the Bengals conversation, like, even if they have to go to Cincinnati, I just think the spot of a young quarterback facing a Bill Belichick coach defense for the first time, and, like, this is their first time in the playoffs and as this iteration of the Bengals, and I'd put Zach Taylor in the same category as guys like Staley that we just mentioned,
right?
Matt Rhule and these, like, young, like, you know, hyped head coaches who, like, Zach Taylor looks like he's doing a good job there, and they've obviously drafted really well recently. But I just think in that spot against Belichick, I give Belichick a huge advantage in that game. But yeah, if any of those other teams come here, I'd feel similarly. It's just the Bills have at least proven they can come here and win. So any of the other games, I'd feel pretty good about the chances.
So for what it's worth, if the team with the higher winning percentage wins every game next week, except for the Bills, you would get either, well, I guess, oh, so you would get,
all right, everybody else does well, and just take out the Bills. All right, we're just going to take stuff out.
So, like, hypothetically, because I'm playing with the playoff machine now while we're doing this.
Mike, you take away the Bills. Sorry, go ahead.
So it would come down to that Sunday night game. And this is fascinating. If the Chargers win that Sunday night game, the Patriots play the Chargers. If the Raiders win that Sunday night game, the Patriots play the Colts. If the Chargers and Raiders tie, and this is that game everybody's talking about, where a tie gets them both in the playoffs, then the Patriots play the Bills. I'll say straight up, if the team with the better winning percentage wins every game, the Patriots do go to Buffalo. That's the 5-4 game, which feels like it's coming. And there's a report out there yesterday, and this sucks, that there might be the Monday night game, and playoff football on Monday night is super dumb. And of course it's going to be the Patriots in the first one. And
hate that.
Hopefully there's a blizzard in Buffalo. Hopefully, give me 70 mile an hour winds. Give me 80 mile an hour winds in Buffalo.
You gotta have everything done on Monday. You gotta have everybody coming in. The media, this is like where I'd stick up for media rights in this case, Parth. We all need to be coming in on Monday with everything done, and we can react to everything. We can't be coming in on Monday being like, well, we'll see what happens in the last game.
Forget
it doesn't work in the playoffs.
Forget media rights. Saturday, Sunday, playoff football. That's how it's always been done. Also, now you've got a team playing a playoff game on a short week, which is kind of BS.
Yeah,
so
I'm on record like defending because it was some other team that had to do it last year, and I was like, this is not right.
No, like, it was stupid. Quick thought on the Dolphins.
I mean, it's a scary thought, Barth, that they don't win a lot down there. We can't, you know, they had a get right game in this game against the Jaguars, but I mean, I don't know. I guess the worst. What's the worst case scenario? They get the sixth seed and they'd have to go to Cincinnati or something. I don't know how that would turn out. If they get six, who would get three? But yeah, I mean, like they after losing that, like I said, things have a way of evening out, Alex. And obviously I'm more of like a big picture guy. I don't love getting into the details of the X's and O's, because at the end of the day, crazy stuff happens. And sometimes the thing you analyze to death that you think is going to happen, the complete opposite happens. So I think just based on the Patriots losing that first game at home against Miami, it's only natural that they would go into Miami now and win with a rookie quarterback. And so I don't know. We'll say Miami's obviously playing better than they were, after that first win. They rattled off a bunch of losses in a row, and then they've played better lately. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's a total given that they're going to win this game.
So I just wonder, Miami's eliminated, and Tua has his injury history. I wonder if Tua, how much Tua plays in this game, how involved he is. And as much as I like Jacoby Brissett, if they get Jacoby Brissett back there, they should force a couple turnovers. And so I think
right, it comes they should win 20-13 or something, at least.
Yeah.
Like that,
I think they're going to probably use this opportunity to get a look at some guys. I wouldn't be surprised if like Josh Uche, Chase Winovich play a ton in this game. Things like that. Bill might be looking at this. He might be having the same conversation we just did, and maybe thinks they're better as the six. Maybe he wants to go to Cincinnati. And I think,
we might see a drop kick. We might see a Brian Hoyer drop, a Jarrett Stidham drop kick.
Maybe that's what I'm like. I don't know, because you don't know where Buffalo and Cincinnati are going to end up either. But it feels like six is the easier way to get Cincinnati. So anyway,
and Jake Bailey throw a couple passes.
Why not? Might be his last game as Patriot.
Put Jacoby under center a couple plays. Jacoby Myers.
So I wonder if they throw a pass to Matthew Slater. In all honesty, speaking of last game as a Patriot.
Yeah, they'll got to figure out that deep threat. They're not going to have Aguilar.
He does have one career catch for 55 yards or whatever it is. Against Miami, actually.
It was a spectacular catch. I remember the play.
Yeah, so we'll get more into that game in the second show of the week. That'll be later on. Until then, for Matt Dolph, I'm Alex Barth. Thanks for listening.
See ya.